still in the hunt. No, we're in the hunt. Always in the hunt. No, we're in the hunt.
It is a victory Monday. Dolphins get themselves a Miami Miracle yesterday. Kenyon Drake running in the lateral, breaking the hearts of all the Sully and Murphs all around Beantown. It couldn't be sweeter. Beast didn't have the guts to show up today. A day after he's talking trash to Ryan Tannehill on Twitter, as low rent as that is, Ryan Tannehill Ryan Tannehill playing on a busted up leg.
Yeah.
He played a professional football game on a busted up ankle.
And shoulder.
And shoulder. Beast, he walked around for 2 years in a boot. Tannehill's winning football games, breaking your football team's heart, Beast. And you got the audacity to talk mess to that man on Twitter? Shame on you. For shame. And you're bullying the board ops, especially Slim.
Yeah, man, that's not cool.
It's not cool.
That's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool. We're going to have a talking to tomorrow.
How would Gronk do as a last line of defense there for you, Beast?
Not great.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Good thing Gronk is one of our...
That's not Gronk's fault. That ain't Gronk's fault. Under no circumstances should Gronk be on the football field with all the players you have on that team as your last line of defense.
I love it.
If a curse word comes out of the radio station, Gronk's not going to dump it.
Nope, too slow. Too slow. Too much armor on that arm.
I mean, did you see him? He tried to... Not only that, he was so slow, he got trampled by the guy who could actually... Who had the speed to catch him.
He said it was the angle. He's like, if I didn't slip, I would have gotten him. No, you wouldn't have. Get out of here. You got any Bill Belichick yesterday? Let me hear some of this surly bastard after the game. Because you know that had to be great. Oh, my God. Him just soaking in, not only because they lost, but because of a blunder by him. I'm sure it was a gem.
All right. Well, obviously, that's a real disappointing ending for us today. There was a lot of things we could have done better. It came down to one play, but there are a lot of things besides that. So, you know, in the end, we just got to do a better job than we did. And, Miami played hard like they always do. And, they just made one more play than we did.
Why don't you just give – first of all, get up there immediately and say it's my fault. It's my fault for putting Rob Gronkowski on defense and thinking that was going to work. And then I don't like the slight dig that you're taking at Miami where you say, they played hard. Like, how about you just acknowledge they kicked your ass? How about that? Instead, you want to make a little dig like, they're not talented, and they played hard. And I'm a soulless bastard.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you.
And I hate puppies.
I hate puppies.
Can I hear more of this guy? I really dislike him.
They could throw it deeper. They could run the Desperado type play, which is kind of like in between. 20-yard pass, and then turn into Desperado.
What is this, the Eagles?
Desperado play.
I love that song, Desperado. I'm also a tequila.
Desperado play.
I'm a tequila sunrise type of guy.
What's wrong with you?
And witchy woman. I love witchy woman.
Actually,
stay in the Hotel California.
To be honest with you, let's be clear. That's a little more upbeat than he normally has at a press conference.
Let's see if it's continued. Robert, right. You got any more of him?
We missed opportunities. We just got to do a better job in every area.
Yeah, that's more on beat.
That's more on beat. No, the first part of it.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Play the first part, Robbie.
We missed opportunities. Right,
Hey, you stop.
Screw Christmas.
You think he's like the Grinch?
Oh, no one's getting Christmas gifts after that.
Really?
No.
Let me explain something to you.
No Christmas bonuses for the Patriots.
No, I promise you. We had a thing before it became illegal. Blue collar dollars.
What's that?
Blue collar dollars is you extra effort, you spring a play, make a big play, pick, blue collar dollar, $100.
Speaking of blue collar, how about this? This is kind of funny. Somebody sent me this. Shout out to Jesus, one of our listeners. Yesterday, Jarvis Landry had a 50-yard rush and a 50-yard catch in the same game. The first Brown to do that since Leroy Horde, November 1991.
Mm.
How about that?
Wow. How you love that?
How you love that?
How you love that?
He is at a 69 catches. He's got three games to get to 75. No, it's getting dicey.
He'll get there.
It's getting dicey.
No, no, no.
All he needs is one bagel. If he gets one bagel, I'll give him a chance.
I told you a long time ago that I think he would get.
But Leroy, you did win another bet, though. You did win the Manso bet, officially.
Oh, that's right. Where is Handsome Will Manso?
Where's Manso?
Where's Handsome Will Manso?
That's right.
We got a dartboard waiting for you, sports director.
Oh, my goodness.
God, I hope he gets the Pootie Tang.
Wait. After the season's over with, right?
Yep.
Can we just play the sound of me just calling everybody idiots?
Sure. Play it now if you want to.
I don't think he has a save.
I don't know if he has
a save.
I may have to do some digging.
Maybe I'll let him make a montage for you tomorrow.
Because, look, man, I get that the Dolphins aren't as good as you want them to be. But for this team, losing that talent to have 7 wins this year when before the season starts, here's what I don't get. If you're a fan and everybody's telling you your team's going to have 3 or 4 wins and they have 7, why are you complaining?
Yeah, they said they were going to be the worst team in the league. A lot of places said they were going to be the worst.
Yes, I had 3-13.
They had the power rankings. They were 32.
32.
Yeah. That was like right at the end of the preseason. They were 32nd.
Right. So going from that to this, man, you got to feel good about your team.
Mm-hmm.
But no, nobody does.
Well, like, it's fun.
I don't understand that.
It's interesting because even the guys who have left in Sue and Pat, like, they've gone on to good teams. Like, they're both playing on some of the best teams in the league.
Right.
But, like, it was just weird to me that the most famous guys were playing these positions where, you know, it's not supposed to make or break you. Like, the Dolphins' defense has certainly had its struggles this year without Ndamukong, but not gonna make or break you that much, especially with the money that you were paying.
They had their struggles with Ndamukong Suh.
Question. If those rush guys had the secondary they have now, healthy, because there's a couple guys banged up, but Xavier Howard playing all year the way he's played all year. Remember last year he didn't play the whole year like this. Now he's actually a number one corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a lot of guys. What happened to this team is this. It's not that those guys didn't help the team. It's that everybody was in a different point in their career. And the things that those guys were doing on this team, the team couldn't benefit from.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the support.
They just haven't had a good pass rush all year this year. And I just think that.
But the secondary's been better.
No, the secondary's been better. But I think that that's just been a thing. Like, they really haven't been able to find Cam Wake a viable replacement at pass rush.
Here's the other thing. And you're going to hear this from somebody at some point, right? Minkah Fitzpatrick is a safety. You cannot put him out there at corner and expect him to lock somebody down because they were exploiting him to no end. He's
bad penalty.
And I think it's the same thing that kind of happened to who's the kid from Peppers from Michigan that went to Cleveland?
Jabril Peppers.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you rip him on Cleveland radio?
Yeah. Well, no. Here's what happened. He basically said, they don't like me because I went to Michigan. And I'm like, no, they don't like you because you're giving up plays like poop through a goose.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Poop through a goose.
I like that.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You ever seen a duck poop?
Sure.
A goose? It's very...
goes right through him.
Yeah.
I think Golden said that.
Let's get through a headline.
Golden.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
From one showdown to another, the Heat. Big game tonight. I guess the former Rat Fink, I guess he still is a Rat Fink, but we're not T-Petty anymore. Heat and Lakers, 10:30 tonight, 9:30. We got the pregame for you.
I got an old Rat Fink that I want to take care of.
I would have guessed Leroy Kelly, not Leroy Horde. Jeez, what are you, 80?
Damn, man. Leroy knows what he's doing. He was good at football.
I was good at football. For small pockets of my career.
I do think it's funny that a guy that we heavily debated on this show, though, you and him share a record. That's kind of funny.
It is funny. That's real funny. Now, I also share a record with a guy who everybody thought was a short yardage guy. Think about that. Me. Everybody thought all they did was score 1 yard touchdown.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never guess that Leroy would have the 50 yard catch and the 50 yard run. The 50 yard run, I could believe. I just, not the 50 yard catch.
I've had a bunch of. I've had some.
I know. You don't have to tell me. I've seen the YouTube.
The record speaks for itself.
Let me tell you. But after about 40 yards, I'm really hoping that somebody tackles. I'm going to be honest.
That was one of my favorite parts of the Kenyon Drake interview with Levitar today was when he's like, I shouldn't have thrown that football. Because not only is it going to cost him money, but he wants it back. And he's not getting that football back. It's never coming back. Odds are, with how many Patriot fans there were there yesterday.
They landed on the Patriots.
Some Patriot fan probably got it and stabbed it with a fork. Jeez. Anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. What was the last time, by the way, the Dolphins beat Tom Brady and then he beat LeBron James in back-to-back nights? That would be pretty awesome.
Oh, man. I don't know. Did they?
I don't think it's ever happened.
I don't think
before.
That's ever happened. I think this would be a first. It would be amazing.
Oh, my God. It wasn't an early December Cavs game. No.
I got to tell you, like, two real gutsy wins because they had no business beating the Clippers. They had no bodies.
Spanked
wait,
them.
Wait,
no
wait,
bodies.
Wait. You say that when you squeak one out. When you beat them by 30.
No, but that game was close up until the fourth quarter. And
they scored 8 points.
Them out.
You know what they had? They had one of those heat turd quarters.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my goodness.
The fourth quarter.
Leroy, they didn't have – they had seven real bodies. They had 8 bodies, but Udonis was one of them. So 7 people.
7.5. We give them a quarter. Wait, but here's the thing. If all you guys are young and all they want to do is run and you got veterans on the other team that just want to play basketball, you can run them out. You can run and tire them out. That's what happened.
Yeah, one of the guys was Wayne Wade.
Wait. Here's something I never thought I'd hear. D. Wade camping out behind a 3-point line.
He's a sniper. He's a sniper.
You think, you know what? I wish I could ask him. You think that this offseason he really worked on his 3-point shot? Because he knew he wasn't going to be able to get to the basket?
I don't know.
Because, like, is he just shooting and he always shot like that?
People are definitely like giving him the shot still. Like, I don't believe he's going
to
make
it. They used to give LeBron the shot too. Now he can't.
Yeah, I know. But like with Wade,
they just
like.
Maybe they worked on it. Maybe they worked on it together.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure
because,
he did work on
because
it.
Because LeBron in the last, was it last couple years maybe? He's been shooting a boatload of threes. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's it.
By the way, Tobin, you're in a predicament. You're going to make it through tonight? It's a late start.
Yeah, I'm making it through tonight. I have to watch tonight.
I know you're not going to make it through Leroy, but it's about Tobin.
I have to watch tonight.
Somebody said Winslow is the best player on the team.
Winslow's been amazing. He's been amazing. He's been really good. I think let me give you some slim stats for that ass. Because remember that we played that charlatan, Stan Van Gundy. We played him from a couple weeks ago when he was on the Levitard show, and he was saying like, oh, just can't play offense. Can't get the ball in the basket. Basically calling hot garbage.
Well, you know, you're the one. Wait a minute.
SVG.
You better not.
What?
You better not hold somebody down for saying Justice Winslow can't.
Oh, man, that was really, it was really rude. It was really rude of Stan Van Gundy to do that.
Let me see. Wait a minute.
Rude.
Wait a minute.
Robbie, do you have that? Can you get Stan Van Gundy just being a complete ingrate to Justice Winslow? Like, I know he stood up for the Heat a lot, and he stood up for, you know, the injuries they've gone through and made some really sound points, but it was really, really uncalled for him to take shots at Justice Winslow the way he did. Said he can't get the ball in the basket, says he's a sieve offensively. I may have stretched that out a little bit, but really, really hosing him down. And this is a slim stat for you. All right. We go to basically R. Elias, which is slim. And he says the last 5 games, Justice Winslow, 45% from 3 on 4 attempts per game. Also, 77.8 in the restricted area. Killing it. Heat's defensive rating with Justice Winslow on the court, 89.6. Off, 120.2. Slim stats for that ass.
Okay, wait. This is the same Slim. I thought I'd find this. On November 29th at 6:30 in the morning. Holy bleep. 133 players attempt at least 3 shots per game in the restricted area.
Yeah.
Justice Winslow is dead last in efficiency.
I know, but you want to
wait? You can't. No,
this is how this works. See, somebody says something like of the standing of Stan Van Gundy, And Justice Winslow has shown heat culture, and he has responded to the criticism by rising to the top like a phoenix.
I think it's fair to say the guy can't shoot. I mean, he can't get the ball in the basket. He's a good defensive player. He's a very good team guy. He rebounds the ball, does a lot of good things that can help the team. But you can't be relying on him to put the ball in the basket. That's pretty clear. But again, as you have guys out, what's your option there? Are you going to go to Derrick Jones Jr.? Look, I don't care. You can say guys of equal ability. So when you do that, Mike, when you're talking about, okay, we're going to put together a bunch of guys of equal ability, then what you're relying on is your depth. And when you take a bunch of guys out of the lineup, it's not just one guy. I mean, when you take guys out of the lineup, then your depth decreases. Now what are you winning on? You're not going to win on your talent at the top.
Don't talk in circles, SPG. Listen, the point is, apologize to Justice Winslow.
You apologize to
him. I'm not going to apologize to him.
Because right below that stat.
I've been with Justice Winslow the entire time.
Right below this stat, I'm looking at it right now. You want me to tell me what that is? Right below that stat? You know what it is.
Those are three fiddler crab emojis.
Three fiddler crab emojis.
I still don't trust him making layups. But either way, Justice Winslow is really turned this team into something incredible. He has been fantastic. Facilitating, finding guys, confident stroke.
Man, I wonder if this was going on when I played.
What are you talking about?
The flippity flop wish wash stuff.
I'm just very impressed by Justice and his ability to block out the haters like Stan Van Gundy.
And Tobin?
No, I'm not a hater. I've root for him. I'm a Heat fan.
You did bet on him.
I did bet on him. Who bet on him in this room? You or me?
That was last year.
Who cares?
You also liked the Sun last year.
I didn't.
Really?
It's not true.
You used to come in here every day and say, "Ooh, look what Hassan did yesterday."
On social media, yeah, he's hilarious. Not so funny anymore. But only one of us stood in Justice Winslow's corner last year, and that was me. I'm allowed to watch.
I took Wade.
So what? No.
Wait, it figures this year he shoots 45%. Right. Isn't that crazy?
Wade and LeBron face off tonight, and I mean, this Brian Windhorst.
Are you getting on everybody? Why are you going to get on yourself for calling him a filler crap?
Wait, oh, no, 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 no. Did you read the stat that you read the numbers? Did you read the numbers? What did you read me in the restricted area? What was he in efficiency 2 weeks ago?
Dead last. Followed by three.
What am I supposed to say to that?
Three fiddler crab emojis.
What am I supposed to say to that? So
you can't. Well, okay.
So guess what?
Okay.
Guess what? If you respond to adversity and you play good, bully for you. No. Welcome to sports.
All I'm saying is once you send out the fiddler crab emojis and you send that stat circling and highlighting what Justin, you can't then get on somebody else.
No.
I can.
I'm not an. I'm not a former NBA coach. That guy's in
the
circle.
He said the same thing you said.
No, but I'm a gas bag on the radio. He's in the club. He's in the club. And he's hosing down Justice Winslow. It's very low.
I think it's fair to say the guy can't shoot.
Yeah. Low rent.
Did you agree with that?
I mean, at the time, he was right. But it turns out he's supposed to be educated. He's supposed to be educated.
So at the time, if he was right, why is he wrong now?
Because that was clearly used as motivation. Justice Winslow used that as bulletin board material to make him the player that he is today.
Really?
Which is the best player on the Heat not named by Adebayo.
Hey.
Justice Winslow used that comment as a hammer and anvil.
He did. And a rosebush.
I could deal with one of you. But when you start throwing hammer and anvil at me.
Hey, I didn't throw it out. It was a Spoelstra. He said it, not me.
Yep. The Heat
created. He got it from Golden.
This is why I can't win. Give him hell, Tobin. We with you.
Thanks, man. 15 minutes of Heat is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of Heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get Heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 minutes of Heat is brought to you by Champion 4x4. South Florida's own Jeep Truck and Off-Road Supercenter, Champion 4x4, where champions are built. It's also brought to you by Xfinity. which delivers the fastest internet and the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. You can now get up to 5 lines of Xfinity mobile talk and text included at no additional cost. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store today. Your Miami Heat back in action tonight, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. Heat have started off this road trip with a pair of wins. They beat up on the Phoenix Suns, the worst team in basketball, which is a win for the Heat, not only in standing and getting the W, but also not pooping the bed against a terrible team, which shows growth. Now,
who's
they
terrible?
The Suns.
Oh, yeah.
The Suns.
Okay, I thought you were talking
and
about Clippers.
This was all sprung on upon by the great Bam Adebayo, a.k.a. Kemp Jordan, a.k.a. best player on the team. He's amazing, and he dunks the ball with such ferocity, and him and Goran Dragic, it's weird. Goran Dragic and Hassan Whiteside never been on the same page ever. Now, I'm not going to say that Goran's a great lobber. He's not. But because Bam Adebayo can jump so high, it doesn't matter how bad a lobber he is. He goes and gets everything. And it feels like he's punishing the rim every time he slams it. It's amazing. He also has the wingspan of a pterodactyl and is getting in lanes, starting fast breaks. He's all over the place. It's incredible. Now, he got into foul trouble the next night. He had to go up against Boban, who's a monster.
That's what's crazy. Bam sometimes does tend to overextend himself and he'll get 3 fouls in 2 minutes.
Sometimes, but he's 21. Let's cut him a break. But when he came in the fourth quarter and it was shutdown time, Bam Bam City. When they needed to get things right and have an unstoppable force, it was Bam time. Bam Mania is here. Just embrace it, Heat fans. Kemp Jordan is here to stay. Alonzo Mourning told you on this very program what he's going to be. Let's just enjoy it. It's fantastic. Now, tonight, of course, you have Dwayne Wade getting to square off with his best bud, LeBron James, which is cool. Good for these guys. They're going to have a nice moment tonight. Do the old jersey exchange. You'll recall LeBron James actually won a game in Miami the last time these two teams squared up. Dwayne Wade was on paternity leave. And in that game, LeBron James scored 51 points and for some reason found it necessary to throw the ball up to the rafters. Act like you've been there before.
Revenge game.
Yeah, but I'm not Team Petty. It doesn't matter anymore. But this I found hilarious. So, you know they love doing the Wade-LeBron friendship pieces, right?
Rachel Nichols interviews?
Of course. Rachel Nichols, she's
always, yeah.
She loves it.
She's the go-to.
But you want to know who's not the go-to on this? Brian Windhorst. Okay. This Brian Windhorst writes himself a puff piece today for the front of ESPN talking about the friendship of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. And the thing that's funny about it is this Windhorst has been looking at this friendship with a skeptical eye his entire career.
Yes.
Because I don't forget, you know, everybody else could sit here and they could just say, oh, what a nice piece, Windhorst. Bravo. Bravo. I saw you, George Sedano. I love you. But, you're giving Windy a round of applause. Do not forget that this was the guy who questioned the friendship from the start. Because back in 2013, Leroy, he wrote this piece about the friendship of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. He was talking about how he was on an African safari and he saw two lions and how two alphas couldn't get along, questioning it from the start. And then he got sauces to debunk how close of friends they actually are. And I quote from Brian Windhorst, Wade and James often refer to themselves as friends, but those close to them say they are not exactly, that is not exactly accurate. They are friendly. 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 Not friends. He's calling them liars. He's calling them liars, Leroy. And so I read this piece by Windhorst. I read it, Windhorst, as I box you in. I read this piece. And
now he's
already putting at it with this people's eyebrow raised at these two, as if he's never had a friend like this in his life. Because the whole thing is like how the LeBron James and Dwayne Wade relationship survived. And I was like, huh? What is he talking about? Is there gonna be some hidden gem here? No. No. In fact, all it really was a piece about how much LeBron James has going on in his life, and what a good friend Dwayne Wade is. He's like, would you be friends with somebody who cost you tens of millions of dollars? Would you be friends with somebody who left you because of your bum-ass knee and went to Kyrie Irving? Would you be friends with somebody who brought you back into Cleveland and angered the locker room and then basically cast you out as if it was your fault the whole time. It's like Windhorst. Windhorst. What is this? Should this piece be titled "Dwayne Wade is an awesome guy"? That seems like what it should be titled. Again, you come at this with skeptical eyes, and you're trying to urinate all over this grand moment tonight, where these guys will exchange jerseys and ride off into the sunset. One of the great players of all time. I just find it funny that you're in this position where you're saying, "Oh, look at this relationship and how beautiful it is," when you, Brian Windhorst, 5 years ago said it never existed.
You've been boxed in.
I would just point out.
He was saying it was a dog and pony show, Leroy.
I will point this out. Somebody who said Petty is dead. He seems to be alive and kicking.
Nah, man. Nope.
You went back.
Nope.
You went back. How long was that? 5 years?
Well, I'm just facts are facts.
Nope. You can't use facts as facts when you have risen from the dead.
No, I'm not. I'm not being Pope Petty here. I'm just trying.
What?
I'm trying to bring to light. ESPN has an author on their website that has a piece today about the great bond of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Yet if I were to go back in their archives, I can click on said same website and find an article where he questions the whole thing. He basically calls it an act. Fishy. Four mackerels. Four. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not doing this towards LeBron James.
Tool of the week Hall of Famer.
He's up in the rafters for a reason.
You're not sucking me.
I'm telling you, this is such a Ponzi scheme that he has going on.
It's holiday season, and wait, how can somebody so readily have available a tweet from 5 years ago?
Because it wasn't a tweet. I remember this like it was yesterday. I remember because you want to know why he got salty at me. Because he was mad at me because he wrote in this. Leroy, let me bring up the article because it really is a gem. No, I'm glad you asked.
And by the way, can I just say something to Amber?
Sure.
Like, man, I'm glad I didn't have Twitter when I was 13 or 14 years old.
Yep.
Because I was living in New Orleans and it was rough.
You talking some about Kyler things, Murray?
Yeah. And some of the things that I might have done or said when I was hating the world because I had a tough situation, right? If that were brought back to me today, I'd eat it.
Cool. I write from the 2013... From the 2013 Windhorst piece. It's not natural for two alpha males to coexist in the Wild or the NBA. Eventually, they look for vulnerability in each other. This is why the James Wade pairing remains so scrutinized, even within the team. For 3 years, they've fought the nature and won. But they've also had stretches where they've struggled. When Wade's frustration about his role was written all over his face. And LeBron and everyone else could see that the team was sometimes better with just one alpha on the floor. Now they've reached what could swell into a saturation point, a fourth year atop the food chain. Blech. But now we write about the super friends. Oh, one of the great NBA relationships of all time that I didn't believe was real. Please, Windhorst.
He did say he didn't believe it was real, so he... No, he doesn't get credit for that.
Not only did he not believe it was real, he got sources to say it wasn't real.
Really?
Sources.
Do they really have sources?
That's what he says. All right. That's what he says.
Can't check them.
He says, sources close to the situation, Leroy. I don't know what to tell you. Wade and James often refer to themselves as friends, but those close to them say that is not exactly accurate. They are friendly. I'm friendly with the dude who's, you know, the dude from Light FM. Not friends with him. I don't have to tell you. I'm friends with Leroy. Not friends with the guy at Light FM.
Friendly is different than friends.
So, no, this isn't Team Petty. It's not like I had this in the holster. I just happen to remember this.
What?
Yeah, man.
Wait. Listen, I'm going to just throw this out there. You my boy. Anybody that could pull up a tweet from 5 years ago.
Wasn't a tweet. It was an article.
No. The first part of it was a tweet. You got it off of Twitter. From 5 years ago in 3 seconds, you need help.
No.
We need to take you to petty rehab.
What is the difference between me
petty
doing...
Petty rehab.
No, no, no. What is the difference between me doing this and when people bring up old Donald Trump tweets when he said tweeted something, he has a take, and then he had the opposite take 5 years ago? How's this any different? How's it any different? It's not, exactly. Thank you.
Or Francesa?
Yeah, Francesa, exactly. We're just trying to keep things in line here. Look, it's okay to say you changed your mind. I acknowledge that. You could be a human. But it would just be nice as a journalist if you would start off your article saying, I, Windhorst, believed that this friendship was a load of bull bleep from the start. And it turns out I was wrong. Here's why they're friends. And also, I'm sorry, Dwayne.
Oh, now you want to... Wait.
Which brings me to my next point. I also want to say, shout out to the dude in the Clipper stands for the Give Dwayne Biscayne sign. It's great to see that this movement is going coast to coast, and it made it all the way over to Los Angeles.
We need to get him to put hashtag third hour into that.
Perhaps. Perhaps we do. Hashtag third hour. Now, this has been a fun show today. And we're going to come back and we're going to celebrate the Dolphins a little more. But we also...
A fun show?
Yeah.
Do
you haven't enjoyed today's show?
Yes.
But to the party.
You need to go to petty rehab.
No.
Oh, I need to refill my Kool-Aid.
Now, we're gonna come back. We're gonna
Oh, my good.
Hold on. Listen, this is very important.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Very no, important. I do not want to hear about filling my glass with Kool-Aid and all that. Because you guys have been trashing the Dolphins all year. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, this guy's drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I mean, don't go out there and lose to Minnesota and ruin all our hopes. Because you got your hopes up. You got to keep them up. Don't make the fall worse than it should have been.
It is on the road.
Yeah, and they're terrible on the road.
Okay, so, like, what do you say?
I'm saying fix that.
They'll fix it. They have 7 days.
Now, when we come back, we will celebrate the Dolphins, but we also have to say goodbye to a friend. That's next.
Beast? Do you come from a land down under?
All right, welcome back. Now, listen. You know, Leroy's been giving me a hard time today saying I've been flip-flopping on a lot of stuff, which I don't appreciate.
Really? Get used to it. Stop flip-flopping then.
I don't flip-flop.
Like you say,
I'm steadfast. I'm steadfast. I'm a man of integrity on my takes.
Really?
That's how it rolls, man.
No.
I'm not like this charlatan Stan Van Gundy who hoses people down without realizing what he's seeing.
You never hose Justice Winslow down?
No, only when he sucked.
So... Based on that, you can basically say anybody sucks, and if they have a good game the next day, you're safe.
Yeah, you know what we call that? Responding to adversity. Welcome to sports, man. But, you know, we've done today's show with a heavy, heavy heart. A friend of the show has passed.
Ooh.
Roger the Jack Kangaroo.
Oh.
It's a sad day today, and I wanted to just say a few words about our favorite Roo.
Did he have a heart attack?
Nah, he just dies of old age. Apparently 12 is too old for a Roo.
He was only 12?
Yeah.
How long do they normally live?
I guess 12, because they said it was old age.
Wow.
Yeah, but
well,
he was...
man, he probably...
Maybe twice the dog years.
Yeah, he was a good Roo. He was made famous, of course, for his huge swole muscles and, of course, his trick of crushing steel buckets with them guns. And so, yeah, we do today's show with a very heavy heart. If you guys don't remember what Roger the Jack Kangaroo looked like, you can go to my Twitter account or my Instagram account, @Brendan_Tobin, and you can see a picture of Roger. He was a beautiful Roo.
It says 8 to 12 years in the wild, but hey, 20 years of captivity they can live.
We might want to go to Roo Balls. They might have an auction on, certain items.
You think they got, like, celebrity pouches?
Celebrity pouches, that's right.
Maybe. He was a swole Roo. I mean...
Swole, really swole.
Real swole. I mean, swole. He
has no chest, his arms are so swole.
Nope, it's crazy. But he could crush steel buckets. We'll miss you, Roger. You're a beautiful Roo. Thank you for all the entertainment.
Let's tip off 40. Boop.
Pour one out for Roger the Roo. We love you, man. Well, anyway, the Dolphins won yesterday.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Bob Greasy, just beside himself, excited.
Somebody got tased in the booth.
Adam Gase, he acted all surly on the podium, and then apparently was acting hog wild in the locker room.
Hog wild?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He didn't want to. He didn't want to show out. He didn't want to show everybody how excited he got. I don't know why that is, man. See, I think you'd be a lot more endearing if we got to see a little bit of the side of Adam Gase that was chipper. I really do.
No,
like, I think it would make it easier to root for.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, man, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Sure.
I'm telling you, man.
You don't think
there's no benefit to being.
Why?
Because in the end, all they care about is wins and losses.
No, because you mentioned Ed Orgeron earlier in the show. People like him. You know, if Ed Orgeron loses, you give him more of a pass because you know he's motivated. He's going to give you a good speech there. And he's going to tell everybody to be pumped up and we're going to come back and play harder than ever.
Unfortunately, do you really know if Ed Orgeron is a good coach?
Nope.
Because when you hear him, you're entertained.
Yep.
Just by him talking.
But I don't know if Adam Gase is a good coach.
You don't even know what he's saying.
I don't know if Gase is a good coach either.
Let me tell you how you can tell he's a good coach. Right? What did everybody think this team was going to be?
Thought they were going to be terrible.
They're not. That's it.
I think it was just them not knowing how bad or good the Dolphins were. They just overthought how bad the Dolphins were. I don't think that's Gase over, you know, step up to the expectations.
Well, I mean, if their statistical rankings in defense and offense were 28 and 29 respectively, that they have a decent record, are they a good team? Because there's a lot of teams we probably look in that mix of 7-6 and 6-7 and say, not a good team.
There's no credit for finding ways to win.
He's really good in one-score games.
There's no. You don't get any credit for finding ways
to props.
Win.
You get props, but I don't know if you're like, do you truly know if he's good or not?
No. Not yet.
I don't know you either. I don't either. I know yesterday was awesome, and I know that anytime you can make Bostonians cry and you can make be so ashamed that he won't show up to work, that's a good day.
Yeah.
That's a good day. And by the way, I fully endorse a suspension without pay for Brian London for talking trash to the Dolphins quarterback.
Yeah,
I can't do
that.
I think it only appropriate as a person of management for this radio station. You know, there had to be a web. Don't you think in all these webinars that he's taken and all these management books that he's allegedly read, that there was something about not talking bleep to your radio station's right holder starting quarterback?
I'm going to be honest with you. He does the exact same thing that we all do for webinars. Taking it. So.
What? What?
Huh?
What do you think he does?
He doesn't watch that stuff.
I think he does.
Really?
Yeah, because I think he likes to make little notes to the whoever makes the webinar to make them think like they're more important
webinar.
Than they are.
I really appreciated when you brought up the. Yeah. Hey, when he's going to do something that diligent on our show?
Oh, never. Really? Never point never. Boston people.
Yeah, we got the sound of that. Remember that the old Boston people, how shook they were after that last play?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear the Dolphins break a couple of old Bostonians' hearts?
Yeah.
Let's hear this.
Oh, my God, they won. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, my.
How do you lose like that?
Oh, my God.
How do you lose like
oh
that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How do you lose like that?
They won.
We just lost.
No, I mean, I...
Last play in the game.
No, oh no time left.
Oh, my God. How did that happen?
A freak play. A crazy play.
How could it happen? How could it happen? Where the f*** are they all? They gotta keep the other end of the goal line safe.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ!
You knew they were gonna do it.
Are you shitting me? Look at this!
No, you didn't. I hate when fans, when the craziest thing happens that never happens, and they go, "I knew it was gonna happen." No, you didn't.
He's 100 years old, Leroy.
Huh?
He's 100 years old.
Oh,
he's 100.
I mean, they said like 17. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Straight out of the fighter.
Straight out of Sully and Murph.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, look at them. They're 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
Grandma.
Wait.
Huh?
They won.
What do you mean they won? How did that happen?
Oh, my goodness. By the way, it is funny. Good. I mean, look. It, you know what's good about this?
Can we just, yeah, can you get
in all of my football career, right?
Yeah.
I've been on the other end of plays like that.
You've never had an awesome play like that happen?
Nope.
Never?
Nope. No Hail Mary. No chuck one up. No win. I've won with field goals at the end of games, but they were short field goals. Right? I'm always on the team that missed the field goal.
Yeah.
The guy that bats the ball around, the other team catches it. All that stuff.
Can you give me the end of that again where the old man is just so beside himself? He knew it was going to happen.
Well, he kept getting riled. He riled himself up.
How could it happen? How could it happen? Where the f*** are they all? They got to keep the other end of the goal line safe.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
You knew they were going to do it.
Are you shitting me? Look at this.
I take it back. Adam Gase is a good coach just for making that happen.
But, like, yeah, man, look, I'm not saying that he's the best coach ever walked face earth, but the sign of a good coach is a coach that can get your team more wins than anybody thinks they should get. Is that a measuring stick of how good
you're... Well, that could also be the experts not knowing what they're doing, what they're talking about.
Pseudo-experts.
Okay, but everybody? Everybody. It wasn't just one publication. Everybody.
You said it, Leroy. They got their quarterback back, and they got better. They won 6 games last year with Jay Cutler.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
You should be one of these pseudo-experts. Way better than them.
I should. But look, it sounds better. It sounds better to take that route. It sounds better to say that, you know.
They get more clicks when they say, oh, the Dolphins are going to be 3-13. Right. What do you mean the Dolphins are going to be 3-13? That's how the game works.
Are you guys alleging that you think that these publications are getting ratings because of a swarm of Dolphin fans that are going to be indignant at their number 32 rankings? Like, they could do that with any team. Somebody has to be number 32.
But it has to not make sense. It has to be somewhat believable, at the same time not make sense. Like, if you put the Browns at 32, everybody would believe that. You put the Patriots, it's okay, no one's going to click that because it's obviously a trap for clickbait. You put the Dolphins on there, it's like, wait a minute, it could be true. Let me click and see why.
I can't get behind that. No, I don't accept that. I don't accept that there's a huge spike in power ranking clicks because they have the Dolphins at 32.
So this Dolphins, a middling team who you wouldn't expect to be at 32 in the list, is on the list. Yeah. Then you got to click.
Well, obviously number 32 is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Not now? But look, there's 10 to 15 teams, they change all the time. There's usually, until proven otherwise,
well, remember that,
you know who the bottom five teams are going to be.
You remember how wild that last week of the season was that ended up with the Bills getting into the playoffs?
Right.
Got crazy.
Right. But it seems like
we're headed towards something like that.
But guess what? It's always the same teams that are in that dilemma. Always.
Baltimore, Tennessee.
There's more turnover in football playoffs than any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because with the tiebreakers, you don't play as many games. So, all right. This isn't good enough. You want to start over? That's what fans want to do. You want to get rid of your quarterback and go, man, I want to be healthy. I want the Dolphins to have one healthy year.
Well, it's going to switch. Like, look, if they go out and they poop the bed these last 3 weeks, then people are going to be like, all right, great feeling, but what is this going to end up? It's the same team.
It's exactly what happened last year, that Monday night game with Jay Cutler. The Dolphins were 6-7. We were partying up a storm, and they lost out.
Wait. It was Jay Cutler. Stop it.
Yeah, but they got 2 road games. They stink on the road.
Jay.
But it was a pride game, Leroy. You declared it.
He smoked a pack of cigarettes at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Cutler, you are really going to say you're going to evaluate the Dolphins based on Jay Cutler playing quarterback?
Tell you one thing, Ryan Tannehill's ankle better work because I'm not in for another Brock Osweiler game.
Hey.
I'm not up for that.
Man, he looked like
not good.
Yeah.
I mean, if this gets hosed down by another Brock Osweiler game, man, that's going to be depressing. Anyway, we'll get into it tomorrow.